Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you so desire. And I want to invite you to connect with me after the show. Send me an email. Tell me what you think about the show. Share what kind of topics you want us to bring on or certain guests. Connect with me through my website at AskSueLondon.com. And then when you're at that website, I want to encourage you to sign up for my newsletter because we've got contests, we've got giveaways, we've got lots of teleseminars coming up, lots of great information. And when you sign up for that free newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 videos that are filled with tools and techniques that I used in my own personal life to overcome and heal Crohn's disease, abuse, the 30 minutes that I had to live in my life, near-death experience, divorce, lots of great stuff in there. But to get those videos, you got to sign up for the newsletter, which is at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I mentioned that we've got some events coming up and contests and gifts, so I want to tell you that briefly about that before we get started with the show. Now, the first event is coming up. I am going to be hosting an event on May the 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the event is called 5 Essential Tips to Broadcast Your Business to Millions. Again, that is on Tuesday, May the 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the details about that can be found on the homepage at AskSueLondon.com. You can sign up for that right away. And the next teleclass that I'm going to be doing, it begins on Wednesday, May the 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And that course is called How to Launch and Monetize a Successful Radio Show in 30 Days. And the date for that, again, is May the 22nd, starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, just go to AskSueLondon.com, and you'll see all the details there about it and what all we're offering. Awesome program. A lot of people, I've been going on a lot of people's shows that I've trained, and it's just incredible. Just awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome is my word of the day. Can you tell that, Chris?
It's so funny that I just typed that because I wasn't even thinking you were going to say awesome. You said it right after I typed it.
Well, you and I are so connected. What can I say? Now, we got to tell everybody, we've got an affiliate program in place. We want to give you money. So if you go to AskSueLondon.com, sign up for our affiliate program. And what happens, every time you share a link that will be made for you, then you share the products, the services, our training programs, and when people sign up for our programs through your link, we're going to send you a check. So how cool would that be if I could be sending you a regular check every month just simply for helping me help others? So do that through the affiliate link at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I'm really excited, and Christopher, I kind of told you, but I didn't tell you a lot about this. We are holding a contest that's going to end this Sunday. The contest is to be live on our show next week with our guest, Nicole Craig. And two people are going to be picked to be a part of the show next week. Nicole is a Psych K practitioner, and let me tell you, she is amazing at the work she does. She's a very gifted healer. And she's going to be doing clearing of your limited beliefs around abundance. So here's how this contest runs. If you want to win a free session where Nicole is going to clear your limited beliefs around abundance on the live show next Thursday, then what you need to do is send us an email at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. Okay, again, it's getinspiredradio@gmail.com. And in this email, you have to share what your belief thoughts are around abundance. And then share what habits prevent you from moving forward. Share what you were told as a child. You know, what did your parents teach you around abundance? You know, example, you have to work hard to have money. Okay, you're going to share this in this email. And in the email, make sure you put your name and the phone number and the best time to call you. And what's going to happen, we're going to forward your emails on to Nicole Craig, our guest. She is going to give you a call, do a little bit of an interview before the show. Pick two people that will be live on the show. Now, you've got to send your emails into me by Sunday, May the 5th, that's this Sunday, by midnight. Okay, so send your emails with those details at getinspiredradio@gmail.com. And if you've, I've said this quickly and you thought, what did I say? Repeat it. Just go to asksuelondon.com, the blog, and you'll see all the details are on there. That makes it easier for you. And only two people are going to be picked, but everyone else who is not picked is going to be receiving a discounted rate for a session with her. And you don't have to be in person either for that. So really a great, great program she has that she's offering for everybody. And then also, there's another contest running. This is with our guest, Lisa Petty. She's been a regular on our show. She has a Win Your Golden Seat. And her contest is you could win one of five scholarships to the next Healthy Happy Hormones 8-week makeover telecourse. Now, all those details can be found at asksuelondon.com/Sues, S-U-E-S, dash blog. Okay, so check all that out. We love giving you guys all gifts, so take up on it, okay? Now, Christopher,
yes.
we have an awesome show this evening. But do you remember what today is?
It's kind of a sad anniversary. It was the death of Molly. I remember it a year ago.
That's right. It was. Now, if you're listening and thinking, who the heck is Molly? We had quite an experience here last year. Exactly this exact time, my little Shih Tzu, Molly, decided that she chose this time to cross over. And it was a huge learning experience for so many people. And while she was crossing over, I was doing a live radio show. And thank goodness for you, Christopher. You helped me through that more than you'll ever know still, I think.
Well, you give me too much credit, but I do remember that. And it was a very sad day for you. And at the same time, I know that you felt a sort of peace, too, when Molly kind of sent you a message.
She did, and that's what we're going to talk about at the end of the show, is that, you know, what happened during the show and how we can all learn from that experience. But what went on to happen after, you know, part of my healing was when I lose a pet, and I'm very close to my dogs, I always find that to help me heal through that is I write an article. It's kind of like my memorial to my pet. And I wrote an article called Experiencing Heartfelt Messages from the Other Side. And this is what I was sharing, you know, being a radio host and being on this live radio show and what unfolded and how Molly shared a message with me during the live show. That article went on to be published in so many different places. And that was just an experience I had. Now, I'm talking about this for a couple of reasons, because I just love my dog, and you know, Christopher and I have to reflect on that. I've been thinking about her a lot today, but also for the fact that it was an experience that I had that I was able to get, I don't want to say able to get publicity from, but I did, but it also was something that happened in my life that I was able to help others with that simply by my writing and sharing it. And tonight now, our guest is going to help you be the news. She's going to help you with your business to get publicity. She's going to help you to learn more about networking and everything else that's involved with that whole process. She is a huge guru, and I'm so honored to share her with you and her website and her programs and everything. Now, before we bring her on, Christopher, Let's give a book away. We haven't done that for a couple weeks.
Sounds good. You know what? Okay. I was just looking. We're in the process of moving our studio, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. And,
no.
And June 1st is our big day. We'll talk more about that later. But yeah. In the process of moving, we are getting everything together. And the first thing I took out were the remaining books, which we have here at the radio station. And it, you know what? I just did it today. And I said, you know, today's Sue London Day.
There you go. Aren't
yeah.
you? See, we're so connected. We got to tell everybody what we're giving. We're going to give my life story book. It's called Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And this book, folks, is my personal journey of healing and overcoming Crohn's disease, abuse, a life and death pregnancy, being given 30 minutes to live in my life, having a near-death experience, going through all of that, then learning my husband of 16 years was having an affair, went through divorce, became empowered, and I met Mr. Wright, and together we are soaring and we're living the life of our dreams we only dreamt of years ago having. Now, Christopher, do you want to share that number? Because the first caller to call in will win it, and they have to either come into the station or you're going to mail it out. Is that
right?
That's right,
depending on where you are. And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. If you're calling from our listening area for 1230 AM, Southern Rhode Island, Southeastern Connecticut, you can come right here to the studios and pick it up. Or if you're from outside the area, or even if you're in the area and you'd like us to mail it to you, we'll do that too.
Okay, perfect. Well, call in, and we'd love to give you a book. Now, I mentioned we've got a great guest tonight. Well, our guest is Jill Lublin. Now, let me tell you a bit about her before we bring her on. Jill Lublin is the 3-time best-selling author of Guerrilla Publicity, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, and Networking Market. She is the international speaker with more than 200 speaking engagements each year. Her knowledge of publicity and networking has gotten the attention of ABC, NBC, CBS, The New York Times, Entrepreneur Magazine, Fortune Small Magazine, and a long list of media outlets worldwide. Now, you can learn so much more about Jill at her website, publicitycrashcourse.com. So without any further delay, welcome, Jill, to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here with you.
I was quite the jabberjaws there at the beginning of the show. I bet you're thinking, I'll never get on the show tonight, will I?
Well, you got to do your job, too, which is fabulous. And you're doing publicity, which you know I love, so it's all good.
Exactly. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, let's get right into you sharing some tips about how all these business people and people with stories can be the news. Sound good?
Thank you. Perfect.
Okay, so folks, learn more about Jill at publicitycrashcourse.com and learn more about me, Sue London, at asksuelondon.com. And stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adele and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the aromatherapy spray collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and we've got my amazing guest, Jill Lublin, here today. And folks, if you have a business or if you have a story that, you know, you're newsworthy, today Jill is going to help you be the news. And Jill is an awesome, awesome person, and awesome's my word for the day. We already discussed that, right, Chris?
That's right. Awesome.
We have a winner for the book.
We do.
Yes, we do. Do you want to share who it is?
Sure. The very lovely, the very beguiling, the very talented Elaine Morgan, who is the owner and operator of Ashway Dry Cleaning, who's a regular listener of the Sue London Show. She called in and won Soar Above It All. So congratulations, Elaine.
Yeah, and very nice lady. I had the opportunity to talk with her during the break. And Elaine, I'm pleased that you won that. So thank you for calling in. So now, Jill. My whole career, as you know my story, it all unfolded because of my life experiences. And honestly, I did not think I had a story. I thought, this happens to everybody in life. And then I had so many people say, you know that there's something here. You know there's something here. Now, there's a lot of people listening that they're either, you know, a person that's gone through something that have a huge mission like, you know, a destiny like I do, or they have a business that they want to create a name recognition for themselves. How can they do that? Where do they start?
Well, I'm so happy you asked, because really it's all about name recognition and starting from wherever you are to create a message that's powerful, that's focused, that's interesting, that's unusual. And, you know, like you started talking about already about dealing with the things in your life, near death and your doggy passing and all of these things that actually really do help other people and support them even though they may be tough in your life. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really big about helping others find their message that creates what I like to call the ooh, ah factor. Yeah. Like, what is it about you that makes other people go ooh and ah? And look at the word message for a moment. In the word message, if you circle the first two letters, Sue, what's it spell?
The message is in the first two letters. Okay, I'm getting my pen out here.
That's okay.
No, so
write the word write the word message down.
Yes.
And look at the first two letters. What's
M-E.
It spell?
Me.
Me, exactly. And then circle the last four letters, please, of message. What's that spell?
Sage.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So isn't that interesting? In the word message is me, Sage.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting to me. You always have to stay, shall I say, fresh and current and on what you do. And, you know, I've been teaching publicity courses for many years and helping thousands of people. And one day, like last year, you know, after literally being in this business for 24 years, I looked at the word message and jumped out at me, Sage. Mm-hmm. And for me, that took on a whole new meaning about what a message is. And for me, I consider myself a messenger of messengers.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, really looking at your message so that your message stands out and then gives value and benefit to others. Value and benefit to others, that's really a key. And that you zoom into what is the problem out there, not what you're selling, not what you're promoting, not what it is that you want to create as necessarily the public message, but it's really about what gives value to what I call the readers, the listeners, and the viewers. That's what's key. That's what you got to zoom in on, and that's what the media cares about.
Okay. Folks, while we're talking here, I want to encourage you to phone in because you may have a business or you might have a message and you're stuck. Call in and ask Jill for some guidance or questions. This is your opportunity to get your help today. That number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And again, you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the website, transformationtalkradio.com website. Right there on the top right corner says submit your question. So we're ready to help you with that. Great stuff. Now, is there, I know for me, I've always found that stories around children and animals are huge.
Always good. Children, animals, but also your personal story. Like I worked with a woman, she was in my publicity course, and you know, it's interesting, we were talking about the factor and using what I like to call everything you've got. Use everything you've got. And she looks up at me and she says, Jill, you know, I had a stroke and I'd been married for 30 years and the man I was married to left me. And I'm like, really? All right, then. I said, well, first question is, what month is Stroke Recovery Month or Stroke Association Month? Well, it turns out she knew that, right? So we were able to use Stroke Recovery Month to support her getting her message out. Then she was able to talk about her relationship, how, you know, here she was in this long-term relationship, and the man left her when she had this stroke. I mean, that's not a great story, but it's a story that helps others perhaps to see what's possible.
Yeah.
Another
yeah.
gentleman I'm working with, he's a financial planner. He wrote a great book called Woohoo Wealth that he self-published. And, you know, it's interesting because when we were talking about using everything you've got, I'm really big, and this is a big tip and hint for everybody, use the months of the year as markers to promote what it is you're talking about.
Oh,
so,
okay.
For instance, oh, here's a fun twist. You're going to love this one.
Okay.
In July, you know, for those in the United States and Canada, there is both Independence Day and Canada Day, I think they call
right.
it.
That's right.
And, yeah, and those are both, you know, Independence Days, right? So instead of that, I want you to think about what would you like to be free from?
Nice.
Well, yeah, so we're going to switch Independence Day to what would you like to be free from? And so in Colin's case, for example, here he is a financial planner talking about wealth. He did a story for July about wouldn't you like to be free from debt? Wouldn't you like to be free from financial worry, right? Now, you know, who would think he'd fit into July? Well, I would. So, yeah, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Is there something perhaps in, you know, and somebody who's listening, your personal story that could be fitting for that? Or Halloween, instead of Halloween for October, let's do a story about what are you afraid of?
Very good information.
You yeah,
are
and here,
awesome, girl.
Oh, thank you. So, for example, let me just fill in a blank about that one.
Yeah.
There's a woman who sold weight loss supplements I was working with, and so we put her in for October. So, would you know, aren't you afraid of weight gain? And so she would give, you know, real-world solutions for how to lose weight. And, of course, one of them would include take supplements that will support your weight loss. You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now, Chris, as you're listening, what comes to your mind? Like, what are big events in Rhode Island?
That's such a general question, Sue.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many. Do you want me to be on the air or like for the next 5 hours? Because that's all it would take. Well, a next big event that's coming up right in our local area is Spring Fest, which is basically. That and something called Hands Along the Sands, because we were devastated by Superstorm Sandy over here.
Okay.
And talking about a community that sticks together. This is basically a demonstration of our community's, what's the word I like to use? The success of coming back, you know, after a tragedy, bigger and better than ever. That's what the celebration is.
Okay, so saying that, now, Jill, that is a national story. What would you do with that to be it more in the news?
Okay, so when you're looking at national stories, you know, spring obviously is something that everybody cares about. But really, and the good news is, for instance, Chris in Rhode Island, you know, your local papers want news to cover. So one of the things I'm big on, and write this down, is be a celebrity in your own backyard. Mm-hmm. So if Rhode Island's having a spring fest, you know, we focus on the local news and the local coverage for what's appropriate in the Rhode Island, you know, local market papers. And they're going to want to cover this kind of event, the organizers of the event, the people associated with the event, perhaps some vendors. So one of the things I found is if you're involved with events, for instance, I'm always big on to call the coordinator of the event and say, listen, if you need anyone to do some great interviews, I'll be your person that will do interviews and would love to be able to do that.
Yeah, good feedback. Going to keep you busy now, Christopher.
Well, I'm always being kept busy by you, so.
I know.
That's okay, though.
I had a method behind that question there, Jill. Couldn't you tell?
Yes, of course. I love that.
We have to take a quick break. So let's take a commercial break. And then when we come back, can we get you to share some low-cost and free ways to use publicity in order to increase visibility? You shared a couple things, but can we get some more techniques from you?
Absolutely. Be delighted to.
Perfect. Well, we're going to take a quick break, guys. Now, to learn more about Jill Lublin, I want you to visit her website, publicitycrashcourse.com. Learn more about me, Sue London, at AskSueLondon.com. And we're going to take that quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have so much more information for you. So make sure those pens and papers are ready. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready for self-enlightenment and transformational growth? As we journey through 2013 together, the clear message from the Masters of Shambhala is to seek out healing. There's a special opportunity on Saturday, April 13th, at the Triway Grange in Mill Creek, Washington. Healing amongst us. For the first time ever, Michael Shane, a spiritual visionary, healer, teacher, and transphysical medium, will introduce an amazing new healing gift. Audience members will receive an extraordinary healing along with a select number of individuals who will be invited to join Michael on stage. Then following, experience mind-blowing phenomenon as Michael attempts to bring through gifts from spirit. For more information, please call the Ascension Foundation at 800-508-6437 or visit their website at www.michaelshane.com. That's michaelshane.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and I have the amazing, the wonderful, the knowledgeable Jill Lublin with us today, folks, and we are helping you be the news. Now, we have somebody on the line wanting to ask a question, but before we bring her on, Jill, you have something you want to give everybody. Do you want to share that now?
I do. I would love to have you get real-world tips and a downloadable video so you can learn absolutely even more about publicity. What you can do is go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. That's publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift, and it will be my absolute blessing to share with you real more tips that you can do to get instant publicity now.
Perfect. That's wonderful. And anytime, you know, folks, you can get information, you know, take that offer and you know, go for that, because the more that you can give with publicity, I always look at it that I like to learn more because I know I have a mission of getting my message out, and I know all of you listening have amazing stories, messages, businesses, and you want to get that out. So we're here to help you today with that. Now, Jill, how about we take a caller? We've got somebody that wants to ask you a question.
Wonderful. I love it.
Okay. Christopher, Karen from Maryland, is that right?
That's right. Karen, you're on the air.
Hi, Karen. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Hi. I have a question about a business wrapped around teaching meditation in the schools and possibly the prison system. And I haven't started it yet. It's just an idea.
Okay.
How would you recommend I try to get that out to people?
Well, first of all, congratulations. It's such a great work that you're doing. And you might want to look at making it nonprofit. Nonprofit publicity actually is easier to a certain extent because you have so many opportunities through what's called public service announcements. So that's one thing. And the second thing is you might want to start writing articles about the benefit of meditation and the opportunity to support people who are incarcerated in, you know, good ways. There's all kinds of ways to start writing articles and blogs on it that would immediately start enhancing your business. And no matter what, and this is not only for you but for everyone listening, that, you know, even if you're just starting a business, you want to start putting your name out there to create what I like to refer to as the I've heard of her somewhere syndrome, so that people keep hearing your name again and again with relation to this topic and others. So I think that would really help you. And I also just want to let you know, because you're in Maryland, that I'm coming to New York City to teach a publicity crash course on June 3rd, and I would love to have you in it. It's very close to you.
Oh, great. Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Karen.
You're so welcome.
Now, we said before the break we wanted to get you to share some low-cost and free ways to use publicity in order to increase visibility. So can you share some of those techniques with us now?
Sure. Okay. So when you're looking at getting your message out, and I have been sharing them the whole time, we look at the problem. Yeah. We look at the solution, right?
Right.
There's just a really great way to, you know, like the caller just called in from Baltimore, for instance. Mm-hmm. You'd want to get into the Baltimore Sun, and you want to get into your local papers, like Chris, we were talking about Rhode Island. You know, you want to go into your local papers and make sure that they've heard about you. There's a section called People or People in the News. It's an ongoing weekly section where they're always looking for announcements of real people who are doing important work and making it so that your message gets in the local paper. I love that strategy. Mm-hmm. And also into your, for instance, wherever you graduate, university. They have an alumni section and usually a magazine or newsletter. And my clients have been getting great results, for instance, showing up in their alumni magazines. In fact, it's a particular strategy that I actually have people really write in my publicity courses and actually get it done, because I'll tell you something. I've had multiple clients who, when they actually do this strategy, here's what they report. For instance, one of the women I was working with who wrote this and finished it and got it out per my instructions and learning how to do it the right way told me that her alumni newsletter, it's actually a magazine, did a 2-page color spread on her. Isn't that a wonderful thing? And when she first came to me, I have to say she's a former dentist who was now starting a pain relief practice, just growing her practice, didn't quite have it ready, kind of like the caller just in, but knew and was smart enough to know that you need publicity before you need it. You don't wait until you need publicity. You start using publicity now, and that's another very important tip. You start using publicity now and actually get your name out there. And so by doing this and following the publicity system the right way, doing this announcement piece I just shared with you to do, she got this two-page color spread, which got her 9 clients into her business from that one article. That's why I love publicity. It's a great ROI that continues. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
You know when you're doing it right, when people come up to you and they know you, when you're not in your own area.
Well, not only that, here's what I call it. I call it the, you know, Joe, I've heard of you somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I can share a little story. We own a condo in Mount Tremblant, Quebec, Canada. And we were up there, and I'm thinking, nobody knows me up there. That's, you know, we're in another province in Canada. And we were up there with our family, and I was mom and wife, and I'm being myself like I am now. I don't hide anything, and I'm not, like, different person with family or anything. And there was a contest. We were doing a tug of war over the pool, and somebody yelled, "Oh, London, just pull it harder, then you'll beat the woman to pull her in the water." And there was a woman sitting quietly staring at me for quite a while. You know when people are looking at you?
And then she
said, "Sue, are you Sue London? Are you the Sue London? Are you the one that writes about pet therapy and the one that had a story that came back and 30 minutes to live?" And she says, "I read about you in our newspaper. And you know what I found?" And that's like quite a distance from us. But what I found is I had done an interview for one newspaper and another newspaper picked it up and I didn't even know it was in there. And that's that's how a chain started. And I had the same thing happen with a magazine as well. So,
well, exactly
you never know
my point.
Where we'll go.
Exactly my point. And I think that's really the key here is making your name recognizable so that ongoingly people keep seeing your name in a way that's powerful and simple and connected and authentic to your message and really may have multiple different, shall we say, passes into it. It may be one on a personal story. It may be one about your business story. It may be about your animal. It may be about your relationship. The point is to keep getting your name in front of people so that it creates, remember, the I've heard of you somewhere syndrome.
You guys hearing this, right? This is what you want to do. Very good stuff. Share again that bonus gift with everyone in case they've missed that, can you?
Sure. So if you go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift, you will find a downloadable video that will enable you to have really specific PR points, more focused messages even than what we're sharing here today to get you on your path to PR success and get the media to say yes to you. You go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift.
And now people are listening and they want more of you. So how do they get more of you? They want to work with you personally. How do they want you?
Thank you.
How do you want them to connect with you?
Well, I appreciate it. What I do is I teach a publicity crash course. It's taught as a live webinar, always live with me, or as a live course. And if you check out publicitycrashcourse.com, you will see dates. I'm going to be on the East Coast, the West Coast, in Las Vegas, all kinds of places. And you can tell us that you heard it here on Sue London's show, and we're going to give you a great discount of 50% off. Also, if you're interested in consulting with me or have very specific questions for me that I can help you with, I'd love for you just to call our office. I'm a high-touch kind of girl and would love to connect with you personally. Our number is 415-883-5455.
Perfect.
Should we repeat it again?
Yeah, can you do that? I was just going to say that.
Sure, thank you. It's 415-883-5455.
Perfect. Now, guys, you're just getting so many gifts here tonight. Like, I hope you're taking up on all these. And I want you to email me and tell me, you know, how much you appreciate that and what comes for you as you work with all these people we're sending. Now, we've only got a couple minutes left. Is there anything specifically you want us want you to share for us to get out, or do you want to just take a couple minutes and talk about networking?
Oh, well, you know, here's what I am so passionate about. I am passionate about people helping spread their messages, because I know that many of you are here with such great gifts and desires and burning in your heart about what you want to share with the world. And, you know, the truth is it's an evolving process. Your message, you, all of us, we're evolving, right? And so your message will not be the same today that it is in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. But what I want you to know is that you've got to get started spreading your message now, whatever it is right now, and know that it will evolve itself as you evolve, and not to worry about it being perfect or that isn't exactly what I'm doing right now, because we're starting name recognition. We're starting creating what I call having you be top choice in your industry. And the way to do that is to garner that name recognition now, to start having people hear your name with regard to whatever it is that we figure out would be best to promote, and know that it will drive traffic to you, it will drive recognition to you, it will create that "I've heard of you somewhere" syndrome, and that your message can keep evolving. So it never has to be perfect, it has to be a baby step to start. So that's what I really want to say is you're already right now with where you're at right now. Let's start taking your message out and inspiring others with what you brought as a gift to the world.
Very nice message. Folks, I really encourage you, and I want you to go to publicitycrashcourse.com and learn all about Jill. Learn how she can help you. Go and get that free gift that she's giving you. Awesome lady, so knowledgeable. You want to do it right, connect with Jill Lublin. Jill, thank you so much for being with us today, my friend. You are such a treasure to so many, and it's been my honor interviewing you on the show today.
Bless you, and thank you so much. And right back at you, Sue. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Folks, this is Sue London with Get Inspired Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Christopher and I will share our touching story of what happened 1 year ago today. To learn more about me, Sue London, visit AskSueLondon.com, and stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
For years, I've worked in a high-stress job that leaves me feeling drained and scattered at the end of the day. That's why I'm so thankful for the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. These body mist sprays help me release stress and feel better almost instantly. I can think more clearly, I have more mental focus, and I feel energized and refreshed even after a long day of work. Call 888-9-RELAXING for more information. Whether you need to soothe and refresh your body at the end of the day, if you need to relax after a stressful day, if you want more mental focus and clarity, if you want to feel more energy, or if you're really yearning for a change in your life, there's an aromatherapy spray for every situation. Call toll-free 888-9-RELAXING for more information and a 15% discount on the Aromatherapy Spray Collection from Divine Essences. That's 888-9-RELAXING. Call now.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Now you can have a superpower memory and have information at your mental fingertips. Release your memory power in just a few short hours. You could be able to remember over 100 people's names after meeting them only once. Learn foreign languages faster and easier than ever before with your new memory power. Students can get better grades with less study time and effortlessly remember information for tests. This memory system is a revolutionary breakthrough. It's fast, and it can work for everyone. You can develop a superpower memory and be able to remember facts and information, details, statistics. Amaze everyone you meet with your superpower memory.
For free information on this revolutionary breakthrough for memory improvement, call toll-free 877-749-9388. That's 877-749-9388. If you can't remember the number, you need this course more than anyone. Call 877-749-9388 right now.
Welcome back to Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, at the beginning of the show, Christopher and I talked about an experience of me feeling and seeing my furry friend Molly cross over to the side during our live radio show exactly 1 year today. Christopher, I have to thank you again for helping me through that challenge. That was really a challenging show, got to tell you.
Well, I think that you're giving me a little too much credit there, but it was almost like instinct took over. I mean, yeah. I mean, I felt something, but at the same time, it was instinct, and I just felt it was the right thing to do.
Yeah, well, I want to share with our listeners what happened. Let's go back to the beginning, because now, folks, this is not just chit-chat. This is both of us working with you at giving you a lot of messages and examples in our experience what happened. I had said to my dog that when it was time for her to cross over to let me know, and that I would prefer if she would go in her sleep, because it's very hard for me when my animals die in my arms and I have to make that decision and put them down. So I made this deal with Molly and said, when it's time, let me know, and you know, I'd prefer if you'd go in your sleep. So what happened, she decided that she was going to have Christopher be my huge support system on this live radio show.
She did.
Well, she chose my husband, my poor husband, Ross, had to take her to the vet just minutes before we started going on the live show. And Chris, you said you had this feeling take over. I am sure, you know, you were not alone in that whole process of, you know, you listened to that inner guidance you had when you were sharing all these little happy faces during the Skype and all the messages in that during the show.
Right. You know what? I have to correct myself because I used the word instinct. That was not instinct. That was something far more greater than that.
Yeah. And you know, one thing that showed me is that I really, before we started the show, folks, I had said to Christopher, I need to prepare you. I don't know how I'm going to get through the show. Don't know if Molly's coming back, but she's just gone to the vet. And poor Christopher, like, oh, no. And this is like, you know, minutes before we had to start the show. And, you know, the universe gives us what we need at the time we need it. And do you remember our guest, Christopher? We had Michelle Vickers was on.
Yes, I do.
And she was taking us all through a meditation of being in the present moment. And what was happening, folks, is that I'm a psychic medium, so I feel stuff anyways, but what was happening for me, I was starting to feel very sick, and I was feeling like Molly crossing over. And do you remember, Christopher, I said, I think we're losing Molly now?
I do remember that, yes.
Right? And so here, all of us, you know, between Christopher and Michelle and I, we were all experiencing and feeling Molly because we were so connected to her. And while
it was such a strong feeling, too. I mean, it was something that you couldn't ignore it. You knew it was there.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So what happened, you know, I felt that she'd crossed, and then we went to commercial break a little early just because I needed to get a drink of water to swallow that little knot down in my throat. I'll be honest, folks.
I know. You could tell. You could actually, yeah. I mean, you pretty much, you really did. You had to just leave the last few moments of the show.
Yeah, yeah. And so then what happened, we came back, and then I said to you, you know, you asked the next question so I can just get a little bit more composure. And just as I said that, and folks, here's the part I want you all to know, that when you lose a loved one, our loved ones will always give us proof that they're okay, but they only give you proof when you're not in that place of grieving, but in the present moment. And what happened was I looked up in the upper corner of my office, and there was Molly with my dog, Rocky, and she had come to say, I love you, I'm with Rocky, I'm happy, I'm healthy, and I'm whole again. Well, when that experience, I still, even as I'm sharing this with you now, I still see her in that corner. And, you know, when I shared that, and, you know, Chris, you had to kind of run the show there for a little bit more after that, too, didn't you?
And again, it was just so natural, though, the way it happened. In other words, I didn't feel like, oh, I have to run in and save the day. It was just like it happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so you know, the message we want to give you here, listening guys, is that, you know, when you lose a loved one, it happens in the right time, at the right place. Our loved ones always choose who's going to be with them when they cross over. And interestingly enough, Molly was a little dog that I had rescued. She was 3 months old. She'd been badly abused by a man. And she used to cower down on people's feet and pee on their feet because she was so deathly afraid of men because of the abuse she'd gone through before we rescued her. And it was my husband, Ross, him coming into my life and him working with her where she overcame that fear of men. And it was interesting that she had picked him to take her to have their goodbyes with. So we learned so much when we lose a loved one. And what did you learn from that, Chris?
Well, I just learned that it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, I mean, I've got, as you know, I'm afraid of death.
Really? And I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did know that. I thought we talked about that before.
Oh, well, that's going to be another conversation.
Well, no. I mean, it all gets coupled in with fear of the unknown.
Oh,
which you do know about. So when I say fear of death, death is because there's no physical, you know, there's nothing physical about death at all. And as people, we think about physical things. That's what we do. That's the type of being that we are. So I had this feeling and also very recently, too, with another loss in our family that just happened, that things are going to be okay. And even though my head gets in the way of everything, but then you learn things are going to be okay. And that's what I've learned. And you also learn to appreciate and care for those who are with you right now. And I think you said something about in the moment with Michelle Vickers, in the moment.
Yeah. You do find that, you know, when you're in the moment. For me, you know, when I had that 30 minutes to live, and you know, you all listening know that I went to that other side, and I can tell you that, you know, when a person or when an animal, whenever you lose any loved one, what happens when they cross over, the place is, you know, filled with peace and love and joy and happiness. And you know, with me being there personally, I can tell you it is something that I had never experienced before to the extent it was. And, you know, when that day comes, and Christopher, when you go, that'll be fine. You know, you will be fine. There's no need to fear it. And I've been there and done that, I can tell you. It is hard sometimes when you lose your love, when you think that's the end of them in your life. But be in that present moment, because when you're in the present moment, take the grief away, and that's where, you know, your loved one will come back. And like Molly came back, and Chris, I don't know if I told you this, when we moved into our new house in December, I was reflecting on Molly that, you know, I knew she had told me for a long time that she wasn't coming here. And then when we had lived in the hotel for 5 months while our house was being built, you know, it was a bit of a distraction for me that she wasn't there, right? And then when we came in the house, I was reflecting back about, you know, okay, she's, you know, she's missed this, and she was part of us planning to be here, and we've been here, right? And when it started happening, folks, again, I wasn't grieving, I was reflecting, and I was not missing her because as a psychic medium, I still see them, right? But what happened, I heard, open this box. And I would open this box, and in the box would be her blanket. I'd hear, go in this room and open this box. And it would be her bed. So it was like she was telling me she's still with me, right? and your loved ones are still there with you. You just have to be aware for signs. And if you've got questions around this, don't hesitate to email me. I'm more than willing to help you through this process. You can just email me at getinspiredradio@gmail.com, and I can help you through this. And we'll do another show, like, you know, more details about this. But, Christopher, we're out of time, aren't we?
I can't believe it, as always. It goes by so fast.
The show has gone fast, but I have to say, you know, again, Christopher, you know, that time really was a big time for me, and it really meant a lot to me that my dog Molly picked you to help me through it. So thank you again for that, my friend.
And that was 1 year ago, and a year ago it would have been May 1st, right?
Well, today's May the 2nd, right?
Right.
So it was May the 3rd, which was the
third. Okay, it goes the other way. Okay.
Yeah. So, but anyways, folks, we're out of time. I want to remind you that I will be hosting a free teleseminar called 5 Essential Tips to Broadcast Your Business to Millions. That is happening on May 14th at 7 p.m. Lots of other programs going on. Just go to AskSueLondon.com, sign up for that, and go to Jill Lubin's website, PublicityCrashCourse.com. And that's it. We've had a fantastic show. On behalf of our guest, Jill Lubin, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we both want to wish you much love and many blessings. Have a great week, everyone, and all the best to you, Christopher, my friend.
The best to you as well, Sue.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat? How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, baby.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world.